For Theatre Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Folks are starting to snap up those tickets for the big party, the 25th anniversary Theatre Talk party. You have been doing this for, well, 25 years.
25 years. Yeah, I'm so relieved, too, that people are buying the tickets. I had this vision of myself alone with the WNED staff. And then Donna Hoke, the playwright, put up on Facebook that little scene from the Brady Bunch where one of the kids throws a party and nobody comes. I thought, that was mean.
Plus.
But this is going to be a very good time. I keep hearing little bits. People hint to me that this is going to happen and that's going to happen. Apparently a lot of entertainment. And thank heaven, a bar. So
yes.
There'll be a good time.
Anyway, it starts right here at the WNED Studios. We're at 140 Lower Terrace, right across in the Adams Mark parking lot. There's plenty of off-street parking. Get here by 7 o'clock for the fun.
And you can get the tickets right online. You can go
yes.
to WBFO.org and you can buy the ticket right there.
And again, we're celebrating 25 years of Theatre Talk. So if you have been a loyal listener for 25 years, great. Come on down. I'm sure you've got some memories. If you've been with us for, 25 minutes?
If you are hearing it today for the first time, I would love to meet you.
Yes.
So come on down.
We had an opening last night over at Rust Belt Books, Brazen-Faced Varlets, putting on Paula Vogel play About a Handkerchief. It's Desdemona. But man, don't think it's Othello. It's completely different.
Well, it's not Shakespeare's Othello. This is a revisiting of the Desdemona character, and she's kind of, she's slept with the entire encampment, and she's furiously trying to find that handkerchief. Paula Vogel, one of the great playwrights of our time, brilliant writer, and this fun and intriguing rethinking of the story of Desdemona.
Opened last night, it runs through October 29th at Rust Belt Books. Opening tonight is the other half of the LGBTQ equation, and that's BU. Putting on Straight over at the Alleyway. Buffalo United Artists starring Michael Seitz, Adam Hayes, and Cassie Gornowitz. Three people. This sounds like it's going to get complicated.
Three is the perfect complication in drama. We've seen a version of three in Noel Coward's Design for Living. This Straight, or is he? Not so much. I think that very frequently the challenge with these are those moments of intimacy on stage in a small theater, and BUA frequently walks this line, kind of their shtick. So it is an exploration of sexual identity and desire with this character who simultaneously seeing a woman and then seeing a man, and, you know, make up your mind.
This summer at the Stratford Festival, I went to a talk about the use of an intimacy coach, which is sort of a new phenomenon. An intimacy coach can help actors show intimate scenes without being uncomfortable or looking uncomfortable, but also help them with the transition. When the curtain falls, it's over. You might have been really intimate with somebody on stage. That doesn't mean that you're going to marry that person.
Or even take liberties with that person. So a completely professional relationship. Of course, directors have always had to help actors with carefully staging moments of intimacy. It looks very sexy to the audience, but it is work and it is carefully staged. I think that another aspect of acting, the actor who gets confused, you know, we just played a love scene. What do you mean you don't love me? When method acting gained momentum in this country, a lot of actors were becoming so emotionally exposed that they ended up with some psychological problems. That generation of Shelley Winters and Kim Stanley and Marilyn Monroe, among others, who ended up in counseling. You know, I've relived this traumatic experience for the eighth time this week, and now I'm unable to go buy lunch. It is an issue for actors who dig deep into their emotions and sometimes can leave them actually vulnerable. Not that that's going to happen with a cast of Straight at BUA. I'm sure that they're
completely professional.
Completely professional and define these boundaries very clearly.
Well, anyway, looking forward to it, and it opens tonight. Real quick, looking down the road, ART, American Repertory Theater, they always put on kind of edgy things, and they're putting on Stupid Bleeping Bird.
I wondered what you were going to do with that. Stupid Bleeping Bird. The middle word begins with A, B, C, D, E, F.
Yes, it does.
Yes, and it is a reworking of Anton Chekhov's The Seagull, the ultimate showbiz story.
Well, it's not a kick-up-your-heels showbiz story. It's more like Gypsy. I mean, this is pretty sad stuff.
Yes. Well, as I've just explained, they frequently end up in counseling. Also, next week opening, Saul Alkin once again playing Mr. Green in Jeff Baron's Visiting Mr. Green.
And it co-stars the fabulous Nick Stevens. So looking forward to getting out there after it opens on October 19th. For Theatre Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.